You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Ustad, a listener says here that is it permissible to take pictures, photographs? I told someone it isn't permissible and that I heard Mufti Saab saying this. So they told me there's pictures of Mufti Saab and all the other Muftis on the internet. Ustad,
remember that in Islam, animate objects are not permissible. Today's world, everything is so complicated that wherever we go, somebody will just take your snap, put it on internet, and then, so what can we do then? So we can't do anything. So you must remember, I give lectures every Friday, this masjid, that masjid. A person sits there. You know this pen we use. So the pen today, modern pens got camera. The phones got camera. We don't know who's who in the zoo. So you must remember this. So people just put that on. We're not even aware of it and so forth. So remember, animate objects are, yes, if it is passport and visa and some license, that's different now. But remember all this that's going on nowadays, posing and all that. So therefore, we're dead against that. So now people want to promote themselves and they are posing, so that's definitely not permissible.
Somebody says, do you suggest a person study at the University of Medina, Ustad, Islamic culture?
So you must remember, nowadays they won't even give you visa, you come from South Africa and this type of things. My advice for you in this day and this age, if you are from South Africa, there are so many Darul Ulooms. I can take off 4 or 5 names now. Yeah, just next to us is Darul Ulum Zakaria. You go that side, is Darul Ulum Azadwal. You go further up is Darul Ulum Newcastle. You go further up is Darul Ulum Camperdown. You go further up is Durban. So many choices you got. So for what need there is for you to go overseas and all that, I would not advise it to anybody in this day and this age.
Ustad, a friend had received an amount of 2,500 rand as zakat deposited into his account. After a week, the donor withdrew 1,500, stating it was a mistake. Ustad, please comment.
So you must remember that when you gave your zakat and it entered the ownership of that person there, and now you unilaterally take that money back from that person, that is not permissible. But if you explain to that person, you know what, I supposed to give you only 1,000 or 1,500. By mistake, you must remember I gave you. Then that person said, no, fine, you take that money out and so forth. So if there is communication between the two, then it's permissible. But for him, unilaterally on his own, he just takes it out, that's not permissible.
Somebody says, yo, Ustad, I just want to know that I am married and I am not so well off. I am living with my parents for 2 years now. But my father passed away, Ustad. And now my brother is so abusive to me. He hits me with sticks and brooms and broke everything. And he tells me I must get out of the house. But my father never said that, and it is my mother's house, Ustad.
You must remember that what your brother is doing is totally haram. You should report him to the police. He can't be assaulting you and hitting you with a broom and a stick and all these things. First and foremost, your father passed away. So you, as children, grandchildren, you should be reading Surah 14, verse 41 abundantly. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. So that's one. Then number two is the burial, funeral expenses, the debts of the deceased, all that must be paid, whether it's personal, business, corporate debts, wasiyah for non-heirs, maximum 1/3 of the net estate, then the shares of the heirs. How can your brother kick you out of that house there when you got the share? So I don't know how many you are sons and how many daughters and so forth, but let's take an example. Let's say that you understand, two sons and you are 3 daughters and your mother is alive. So your father passed away, so your mother, meaning the wife of the deceased, her share will be, you must remember, 1/8, 12.5%. I hope you're understanding, brother. And then it's you and your brother. You're the 2 sons of the deceased. And thereafter, you must remember, there are 3 daughters of the deceased. So your shares will be 4, right? 2, 2. And the shares of the 3 daughters will be 1, 1, 1 each. So your share will be 25%. Your brother's share will be 25%, and you must remember thereafter that 12.5% for the daughters. So the daughters will get 12.5% each. Your mother will get 12.5%. You, the two sons, 25% each. So how can he then demand on you to get out and so forth? So that's totally haram. You need to go to the police, or you need to go to the elders of your family, or get some ulama to speak to your brother, and he got no right to treat you like that and oppress you like that.
Somebody wanted to know, time for ta'alim. My wife wants to only read and doesn't give us the chance to read, Ustad. One day also commented that me, the husband, cannot read as nice as her, Ustad.
So remember, she's a dictator. So you must remember that, Kala, sister, you must remember that what is the purpose of ta'alim? The purpose of ta'alim is not to promote our ego and to promote ourselves. That the aim must be to connect ourselves to Almighty Allah. So if you have common sense, although common sense is no more common nowadays, so what you should do is this: every day, one day you read, one day the husband read, one day the son, one day the daughter, like that. It should be rotational there, so everybody feels part of it and so forth. So you must, you just want to read and say, I read the best and all that. So then you are promoting your own ego, and then you go and belong to the Hizbu Shaitan, to the party of Shaitan. Shaitan's slogan was and is, Ana khayru min, I'm better than him, I'm superior to him. So don't do that, sister. That's wrong for you to do so.
Are you allowed to put mendi on your left hand, Ustad, from a putu?
Right hand, left hand, for you ladies, you can put on your feet also. So it don't mean you only put on your right hand and right foot, you can put on your left hand, left foot, all that permissible, provided that your husband also likes it and so forth. So you are a mendi lady, a henna lady. So that is fine. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the ladies to do so. So for ladies, it is sunnah to apply henna, mendi, all that. So yes, left hand, right hand, all permissible.
Listener says, can I write with the mendi on my left hand, my wife's name, Ustad?
No, you can't do that. You must remember her name is Aisha Fatima. She goes to the toilet with that, and then she goes there, make istinja with that and so forth. You're desecrating the name of the great, great people. So that is haram, not permissible for you.
Last year, 2020, we booked our hotels in Makkah and Medina for Ramadan Umrah, and also paid for our accommodation at the National Hotel in Jerusalem, Ustad, Palestine, during Ramadan, and to leave from Masjid al-Aqsa for the Ramadan Umrah. Unfortunately, dear Mufti Sab, we could not go because of the COVID, travel bans and hotel closures. Is there a reward for our above intentions as we could not make it for Ramadan Umrah because of the COVID travel bans, Ustad?
Remember the first hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Riyadu Salihin, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, without a shadow of doubt, whatever intention you made, it was such a great intention you made, Allah Jalla Wala will reward you. And there's another hadith in Maqasid Hasana and so forth. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ. When it comes to niyat, you can make unlimited intentions, and actions are limited. So therefore, you will be rewarded for that, but never lose hope. And I'm sure, inshallah, that the agent reimbursed you and refunded you with everything. So keep still making dua. We are Muslim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. You never become disillusioned, despondent in the mercy of Allah. Ya Allah, you will take me to Makkah Mukarramah. You will take me to Madinah Munawwara. You will take me to Masjid al-Aqsa. So keep on making the dua. Allah Ta'ala protect all these holy places and all our masajid throughout the world.
Ustad, at what age should a mother be dressing appropriately in front of her children in the house? I have a 1.5-year-old son, Ustad.
Remember, from day one, you must dress appropriately in front of children. Children got small, small eyes, small, small ears, small, small tongue, everything. But they very observant. They like the sponge, you know. The sponge, it absorbs everything. So you must send the right signals. You're going to run around there with your nightie and everything is exposed and all this kind of thing. You are sending a message of bare hayai, of immorality and so forth and so on. So once you have children, you must be more circumspect and more careful so that you send the right signals out to them.
I see the mother says, Ustad, just information about my son in China. My husband will be going on the 25th. which will be in 2 weeks' time, to China to go and fetch my son. We are very, very upset. He's in jail at the moment, dear Mufti Sahab. Please requesting for du'as. What type of girls we have today in today's time, Ustad?
Don't blame the girl. Your son is to blame. And I don't know whether they will release him just like that. You know, China is not South Africa and that. Yeah, you can do a lot of things, you know. Tatama chance and Tatama million and a lot of things speak here. There, they got very strict laws. So my advice to all of you, I don't know you, I don't know your son, but my advice to all of you, that beside your five daily prayer, it's winter now, so you must remember that wake up early, 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, tahajjud salat, and cry to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, our son is in a jail day in Beijing or Guangzhou or wherever else Allah alone knows. And Ya Allah, make it such that he can come out from there easily with afiat. There's no torture, there's no problem with him and so forth and so on. And you have to contact the embassy as well. Remember that, because this now is business overseas. So all these things you will have to do. And remember, my advice, take a lot of money with you, because you must remember that if he can't come out, then you will have to hire an advocate, attorney, or somebody there on that side. So there are a lot of issues here. But first thing, you don't lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Inshallah, Allah bring your son back safe and sound. But I don't agree with you that you want to curse that lady there and blame her. Your son is more to blame than her. When we told him, and he was listening to the program that day, then he was a harder cop. You understand? Stubborn, obstinate, did not listen, and now he's sitting in jail. So don't blame her. You must blame your son first and foremost.
Mother says he's in Beijing, dear Mufti Sahab.
Cry to Allah. Allah make easy. We also will make dua. And Allah Ta'ala make him come there with safe and sound back to you all, inshallah.
I see Brother Walter says, on that question, Mr. AK, why do the Chinese people don't like the Muslims? Ustad, what agenda do they have?
So you must remember, it's not only the Chinese. What you think, the Israelis, they like us. The India government, you think they like Muslims. So there are so many people. You don't see in Canada what happened. That chap came with his truck and what, and he mowed down the four Muslim people and all these things here. So many people. That guy in New Zealand, the Metcalf, he shot 50 people. So all these things happen, my brother. So for us as Muslims, is a test of the sincerity, devotion, dedication. Notwithstanding all this, Walter, we say we have the best and we will share it with the rest. You must remember that all this was a planned move. That after the fall of communism, then they said we must target Islam and the Muslims, and we must demonize them and tell the world they are terrorists and they are fundamentalists and so forth. So that was the agenda of the West. You must remember 9/11 and all that was part of that. So that is what you are seeing. But we say we are still your brother in humanity. We are prepared to share with you the best, and that is Islam. So remember, as far as China goes, all that goes, so in Xinjiang province, what and what concentration camps, and so many women began to treat them like prostitutes, and what Allah forbid. So nobody can condone that. It must be condemned in the strongest language. But again, no Muslim country, no Arab country will speak, because the Quran says, my brother Walter, open chapter 2, right in the beginning, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The true believers are those who believe in the unseen. مَعَ الْأَسَفِ الشَّدِيدِ, that's in Arabic. The tragedy today is this, that 99% of Muslim countries, Arab countries, is they don't believe in that verse there properly. They say, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجَيْبِ. How much money can we make from China and so forth? So all this goes on this one side, and they turn a blind eye, and they will continue exporting, importing, doing business. So that's the real tragedy.
I see Brother Ismail passing salams to you and to the listeners who start from San Diego. And he says, then why are we branded as a terrorist? Ismail, Ustad.
You are my brother Ismail, there in Santiago, Chile. You tell me the time there now. Yeah, by us it's going for 10 to 10 in the evening. So what's the time there now in Chile, South America, in the Santiago? So whenever people bring this argument, you, my brother Ismail, you must tell them, come, I tell you something, that you must tell them you are a Jew, you embrace Islam with the help and mercy of Allah, and then you started reading about Palestine and occupied Palestine. It was the year 636 when Sophronius handed over, he was a Christian leader, Sophronius handed over the keys of Jerusalem to Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, the second successor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they signed an agreement. And Sayyidina Umar said, fine, we will not demolish any of your churches. We will not demolish any of your monasteries, places of worship. The Muslims are protecting your churches and your monasteries. Then we fast forward, when it was 1099, the Crusaders came and they occupied the Holy Land for 87 years. So you must remember 88 years. And we see that it was from 1099 right up to that time there, you must remember 887, and you see Salahuddin Ayyubi came after 88 years occupation, and the holiest place in the world for Christendom and Christians, the Holy Sepulchre, Kanisatul Qiyamah, which I went right inside. So that keys are till today. In that time, the Christians handed over the keys to Saladin Salahuddin. And till today, the Muslims go in the morning and open the church, and at night they close it. So that is Islam and Muslims. We are there to protect your places, but you still have the audacity to call us terrorists and all that.
He says it's 12:50 we start.
12:50, it means you're 3 hours ahead of us, my brother. You're going to wake up for some time. That is 10 to 1. So, mashallah. So, you are listening to Q&A, yeah? Very good, my brother. Allah reward you. Allah reward you. I make dua for you.
Ameen.
And you must go to the mosque and speak to the maulanas and the sheikhs and the imams there, inshallah. Very good, my brother Ismail.
Did the listener saying, you start to the last question before the break. All the boys are looking for fair, green-eyed, slim girls, Ustad. Even the mothers are looking for the same, Ustad.
That is, they don't realize in Islam the criteria for success is not Jamal and is not Mal. That they look for beauty. Must have green eyes, mine hair, must have brown hair, blonde hair, must be slim and trim and so forth. And she must have a bank balance and all that. So when they get married, then after 6 months, 1 year, now she's out. She's no more slim and trim. Now you must remember that money, she's throwing it in your face. You can't do this. My father did this. My brother did this. All that. So what good is all that? In Islam, if you want a true, stable, good marriage, you look at the Aqidah. You look at the belief structure of both parties. They belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You look at the piety of that person, just gauge their salat. Are they really particular, meticulous about their 5 daily salat? Then you look at the character of that person, honesty, integrity. So these are the criteria the true Muslim will look at. That first far bizati deen. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make the deen, make Islam criteria number one. But today this ummah, because we've fallen in love with wealth, we've fallen in love with Jamal. So remember, so they look at Jamal, the beauty, they look at the bank balance and so forth. And therefore, you see, never mind non-Muslim society, Muslim societies, the divorce rate is spiraling out of control because you did not make the right choice. You made the wrong choice based on your own foolishness.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. 084-786-3132. Somebody says, ya Ustad, please give me the fatwa on how much maintenance should I give for my children and what are the laws of custody in Islam. I have 3 children. Son is 8 years old, daughter 5 years old, and the other daughter is 2 years old. At what age do the children come to me and when can I see them? Please make dua that Allah make this journey easy for me. It's very hard. I can't cope this, Ustad.
We can't specify and quantify a figure. We don't know your wages. We don't know who you are. We don't know your wife. We don't know the children. What I will suggest to you is this. You have divorced your wife. Now you are missing your children. I don't know how many divorce you gave. If you gave one talaq, you gave two talaq, brother. Then why don't you reconcile with your wife? If it is one or two, you go and perform a new nikah, new marriage, and start with this premise. Oh, Poppy, oh, darling, sweetheart, I'm wrong. Forgive me. She must say she's wrong. For the sake of the children, why don't you reconcile? Was sulhu khair.
Three, Ustad.
But if you gave three,
then I was upset.
That's the thing. You'll pull all three bullets and then you say you were angry, you were upset. Now, what can we do then? So now it's finished. It's history now. We have to carry on with the geography. So what must you do? It's your children, brother. So remember, if I tell you 10,000 rand, you will tell me my wages is only 10,000 rand. You understand? So therefore, we can't quantify a figure. But always try and do the best. It's your children. But the shaitan will come. You will be Sufi Suduri Nas. He'll say, no. If I'm going to give too much, then that ex-wife will be using it. And she will make majah. You know how people say majah. So she will enjoy the money and so forth and so on. So my brother, my advice to you is this. You got 8, you got 5, you got 2 years old, this, that. That leave them there by the mother. And remember, you're going to separate the children. It will cause big problems for you. According to the Shafi'is and them, we bring the children here. We say, this is your father, this is your mother, where you want to stay. I can tell you from now, I don't know you, I don't know your ex-wife, your children. They all will say they want to stay by mother. Because you look at masalih al-awlad, what is best for the children. Hanafi say that when they're 7 years old, then the son will come to the father, provided he's a good Muslim practicing Islam and so forth. If it's a daughter, 10, 11 years old, she'll come to the father. But my advice to you, don't separate the children. Because remember, that has a detrimental impact upon them. Then visitation rights and all that. Both of you must, you don't behave like children and don't do things out of spite. And you, sister, you don't go and change the surnames now to your maiden name. Our women, some of them say, oh, some of them are real crazy, you know. After divorce, they go and change the children's name to their maiden name. Do you know Islamically what you are doing? You're telling the world all your children are haramis, are illegitimate children and abis. In Islam, the lineage goes to the mother when the children are harami and bees and illegitimate children. So make sure the children are still registered on the biological father's name or surname. Thereafter, you must remember that this is things you must come to a mutual agreement regarding visitation rights and so forth. And you, brother, give the maximum amount you can give. It is your children, so why deprive them? That's my advice to you.
The listener says, we'll start before we go to the last question. He says that that's what she's doing. She's changing their surname. And I don't know where she got the fatwa from, one of the muftis, we'll start, in Cape Town. And she says that if the children don't come to me, well, mufti sahab, I will kiss her and I will disown my 3 children, we'll start.
You can't disown. You see, that's the problem you all do. So you must remember that, I'm telling you, sister, that mufti or sheikh or imam or maulana, Allah knows, he's talking from his toes. You must remember that totally haram. I didn't know that it happened. I'm just giving you advice. Now you're telling me all that. Because we encounter all these things on a daily, weekly basis. Absolutely haram for you to do that. Then if she don't give you the children or even visitation, then sister, look at what Quran says and look at the ramifications, consequences. Surah 47, verses 22-23. In tawallaytum, when you have power, authority. So you have power now because you have the children. And antufsidu fil ard, and you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on the earth. Wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. You're cutting off the children from their biological father. Now, what are the consequences? Surah chapter 47, verses 22-23. Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Allah's curse is on you. Do you want Allah's mercy or you want to be cursed by Allah's sister? فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَفْصَارُهُمْ. Allah makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. You will suffer so much, sister. Why are you doing all this? Just out of spite. Exhale on vase. I'll show him a point. What he did, what he... So both of you, now you also getting on like a crackpot, you all understand, that I won't let my children inherit. Are you a crackpot or what? So you must remember this. You go straight to Jahannam also. Quran says, Surah 4, verse 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ who disobeys Almighty Allah and Nabi alayhi salam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا you go beyond the limit, you disown your children, and so forth. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا you go to Jahannam forever, very, very long time it means. If the person passed away with Iman and Islam, وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ and there's a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Both of you, get out of that mentality. I will show him Meme 2-2. Just get rid of that. Look at what is beneficial for the children and so forth. That is my advice. And then you don't listen, then you do what you feel like. I'm just here as a brother. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ Anbiya prophets used to say to their people, I'm giving you advice, but you don't like the true advice.
I see Eric says, hey sir, I really like your program. I enjoy it. Eric, who's that?
Eric, we got an appointment tomorrow morning. You better put that alarm 5 o'clock because I know it's going to take you long to get out of that bed. You see, Umslanga is very nice. I also stay there. You see, Noor. All the number plates, they got Noor. N-U-R. You know what the meaning of Noor? Islamically, Noor means the radiance and the light and the effulgence. So you better wake up tomorrow, Eric, and you write down your questions tonight, and then you fire up tomorrow morning. Right, Eric? 5:30 a.m., not 5:30 p.m. So we're going to have Eric, and then you pose whatever questions you want. The floor is yours, my brother. Jazakallah khair to all of you. But my heart bleeds. I joke, I talk, everything, but my heart, it bleeds. Ya Allah, look at the masoom children, Allah. How they have to suffer. Because the father turned out to be a crackpot. The mother turned out to be another mad thing. You understood? I will show you, I will show you. What are you doing? Do you want your children to suffer? Not one, two, so many cases we are doing this. For what? Just to fulfill our passion, our lust, our desire, our ego. And then you let the children suffer. Can't you use your common sense? Therefore, I keep on repeating, common sense is no more common today in most cases. Can't you say, let us be rational, get some elders involved, there's visitation rights, and the world must be including them, and so forth. Okay, there was a mistake done, 3 talaq, finish, we can't change that. Think properly. But no, I will keep on showing you. My one cousin, my one family member, go to court, go to court, go to court. They must have spent over 1 million rand. Until now, the problem is not solved. So what good is there? If it's my way, I will lash all of you up. I'm telling you, if it's my way. Because you're not fit to be parents. You must remember that. You let your children suffer so much. You understood? So Allah Ta'ala give you guidance, give me guidance. Ameen. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala let us practice on Sharia and not on our whims and fancies. Now we go to my brother, Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and thereafter to Sheikh Salim Dorat of Leicester, UK. And he's speaking about Amal Ki Pabandi and Istiqamat, that how we must remain steadfast on our actions, and the lecture is in the Urdu language. So make dua, Allah Jalla wa Ala make us from those who remain steadfast and maqbooleen and accepted servants. Ameen. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Well, we leave in love on this beautiful evening. See you guys tomorrow morning, inshallah, same time. Same time with our program, Safina to Ila al-Jannah. Up next is Hafiz Kala Said, then the Urdu lecture from myself and our beloved engineer and all of you out there. Allahumma hadina wa hadibina wa hadina sa jami'a. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.